from the Zambian sun. You see, there's Going Green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 18 hours, time for our main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.za. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
ZDA targets $60 billion GDP growth through strategic partnerships. Vice President criticizes opposition's campaign approach in recent by-elections. In global news, Trump says Ukraine to receive U.S. air defense systems. Good evening. With the main news, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. The Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, says it is committed to securing more investment partnerships aimed at driving economic growth and doubling the country's gross domestic product, GDP, from the current $30 billion to $60 billion in the coming years. Speaking when he received two checks worth 500,000 kwacha from Barrick Lumwana and 150,000 kwacha from Zambia Industrial Commercial Bank, ZICB, towards the hosting of the upcoming event, Zambia International Conference, to take place on July 16th to 18th of 2025, ZDA Director Gilbert Kalwampa noted that such support is critical in enabling the agency to effectively promote government-led economic development initiatives. Mr. Luampa said the conference will focus on key sectors including mining, agriculture, energy, tourism, manufacturing, ICT and infrastructure development.
It's a very important event for the country. We are promoting mining, agriculture, energy, tourism, manufacturing, ICT, infrastructure. Very important event. So at the ISIC, we are looking forward to meeting with investors from Zambia and the rest of the world. We are looking forward to signing deals, transactions, so that we can grow this economy, so that we can create more jobs, so that our GDP can move from $30 billion probably to $60 billion in the next few years. So this kind of support goes a long way to an institution like ZDA.
And Barrick Lumwana country manager Anthony Mlenga reaffirmed the mining firm's commitment to collaborating with ZDA on current and future expansion projects.
Our coming this morning is to commit our participation in the Invest in Zambia conference next week, and we put a small token of our participation to hand over to you, and also to reaffirm our commitment that we're a partner to ZDA, and there's a lot of collaboration that we're going to do together in terms of expanding beyond what we're doing just at Lumwana and looking at the country at large. So,
well, ZICB Chief Executive Officer Ngenda Nyambe expressed optimism that the conference will facilitate meaningful business-to-business engagement and generate significant investment leads for the Zambian economy.
ZICB, in sponsoring this conference, reflects our confidence in Zambia's potential and our ongoing commitment to be a partner in progress. Our role in supporting investment flows, both local and foreign, is anchored in our mandate to facilitate access to capital, particularly for SMEs, as I earlier said, agriculture, manufacturing, infrastructure, tourism, and of course, green finance.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango has mocked the opposition over their recent by-election losses, suggesting they use a dead person's name to campaign and lack a meaningful agenda. Ms. Nalumango has urged the opposition to focus on constructive debate and checks and balances, offering us to serve as a consultant to help them develop a more effective approach. Responding to a question from Mungo Central Member of Parliament Oliver Amutike, who wanted to know government's position on the opposition, who he said have no agenda and now using the late former President Edgar Lungu as a campaign tool, Mrs. Nalumango criticized the opposition for relying on the dead person's name in their campaigns, implying a lack of substance and meaningful policies. Meanwhile, Mrs. Nalumango says there is need for Zambia to stand together in stamping out illegalities regarding gold mining, urging the public not to finger point on who is wrong in the Mufumba police shooting incident, but ensure the illegalities are curbed.
The ruling and the opposition are Zambians. We never use a dead man or a dead person to campaign. Because immediately you bring in that chiwa, that is what they will say where I come from. It's a ghost. All of us know that. You don't use and talk about a dead man like he's also among you and you can vote for him. You are invoking the wrong emotions in people. This is another mistake. Maybe they can make me their consultant. Colleagues, there is a lot that the opposition can do if they can calm down and sit and plan. They will be contributing to bring, for example, in this house, checks and balances.
The Community Action Against Corruption has urged government to ensure tangible results in the investigation of engineers accused of inflating the cost of rehabilitating Mufumbwe Hospital. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo has warned that exposing irregularities must be followed by arrests and prosecutions to demonstrate genuine accountability. Mr. Tembo has, however, commended Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima for his track record of uncovering corrupt practices in both the Ministry of Land and the Ministry of Health, stating that few ministers exhibit the consistency and courage shown by Dr. Muchima in publicly revealing instances of greed within their own departments. He has disclosed that according to his organization's preliminary findings, up to 10 million may have been siphoned through inflated contract valuations by the engineers. Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima recently disclosed that he stopped a suspicious transaction where some engineers attempted to inflate the cost of fixing a crack at Mufumba District Hospital from the actual evaluation for the works at 2.5 million kwacha to 10 million kwacha.
He was there not to hide corruption, but he exposed the corruption and he showed his dislike for corruption when he was at the Ministry of Lands. And similarly, he has continued to expose corruption at the Ministry of Health, like the recent exposure of engineers who inflated the cost of renovation of a hospital in Mufumbwe. Instead of 2.5 million, they inflated the cost to 10 million kwacha. That is very much commendable, and we can only urge cabinet ministers, top civil servants, and Zambians in general to emulate the spirit of zero tolerance to corruption as exhibited by Dr. Muchima.
Ministry of Technology and Science Permanent Secretary Dr. Brighton Harenzo has disclosed that government is reviewing the Postal Services Act to modernize regulations and improve service delivery across the sector. Speaking at the launch of the Be Forward branch at the Lusaka Main Postal Office today, Dr. Harenzo emphasized that legislative reform will address gaps in digital logistics, electronic transactions, and cross-border e-commerce flows. Dr. Harenzo notes that the current Postal Services Act of 1994 no longer reflects the demands of a digital economy, hence ongoing reviews to enable ZAMPOS and private operators to scale efficiently. He projected that the reformed legal framework will create thousands of jobs, particularly for youth in both urban and rural areas, and position Zambia as a competitive logistics hub in the region, with the country's e-commerce sector estimated to exceed $200 million US dollars by 2026.
It is estimated that the e-commerce sector in Zambia will see $200 million by 2026, up from approximately $96 million in 2021, further emphasizing the need for robust delivery infrastructure and policy support. Ladies and gentlemen, in this context, the review of the Postal Services Act